Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael that since the Chet HaEgel, our diminished spiritual state, has left us in a, you know, in a difficult matzav. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael with Kli Zayin. We need Kli Zayin. We weren't supposed to. Supposed to be able to go in miraculously. In other words, I guess if not for the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael would have lived on a whole different plane of dveikus and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because of the Chet HaEgel, that was diminished. And and then he speaks over here, there was the Midbar, then there was the Leil Tisha B'Av, that was also paid on Tisha B'Av for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is also because of the Chet HaEgel. Okay. Then the pasuk goes on and says, Apiryon Osolo HaMelech Shloimo Me'atzei Halavono. Apiryon, so Rashi says, this refers to the Ohel Moed, the Ohel Moed Shenikba B'Mishkan Shiloi. It's like a chuppah. This was like a, I don't know exactly what that means. So so the Sepurnu says like this. Meshiva Adas Hashem. Klal Yisrael now is answering the bleak analysis that they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because of the Chet HaEgel, we're in a terribly diminished matzav. Spiritually diminished matzav. We're going to not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael with miracles, rather we'll have to go alpider chateva with battle, and then there's the churm, which will also happen, also all because of this. So Klal Yisrael answers, "Haloi chozra atora liyoshno." So we come back to Hashem and we say, "Bebinyan bayis rishoyin, shoye mechusa ba'arozim." Ein even nira, the stones can't be seen. Im roiv kesev zohov lekovei. The bias rishon was molei kovei. The second bias was very modest, but the first bias was the all the wood was covered with gold and silver, and they couldn't even see the avonim that were there. It was all, I don't know, chvis. It was a l'shemul tiferes. So he says the atorah, the glory of Klal Yisrael was restored in the binyan of the first base HaMikdash. That's what Klal Yisrael wants to say. Now, what's the vikuach over? Hashem says, you're suffering from the Chet HaEgel. So Klal Yisrael wants to argue that our diminished state has been restored. Look, it's the base HaMikdash. This is the Mokom HaShor HaShechina. Look at the gold. Look at the silver. Look at the glory. This is, that's a sign. That's, the Atorah is Chozro L'Yeshna. So what? Who? No, I mean, such a glorious place. The whole world, look at these people. God appears to them in this glorious temple made of gold and silver. It was the most, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, where he describes a little bit, you know, and you have other descriptions. It was not Shaykh what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, the first Beis HaMikdash. You know, it was, but Shlema, what?
It's not a sign that Hashem is there.
Well, no, that's a sign of a Torah Leishna. That's look at the glorious state that these people live in. Look at the way Hashem comes to visit them in this grandeur. You know what I mean? I'm afraid you're doing a big avlo. You're stealing the punchline. That's the taina of the Klal Yisrael. All right, let's see the Klal Yisrael taina. Look, if it is, look.
I
understand what you're saying. I was just joking. But the starting point is that Klal Yisrael, look, again, the real thing is this. Kol Hashem Barosich L'Chvoydi Barosiv. The Pesuk says, Hashem created everything for His glory. Why? His glory. He wants glory. He needs glory. And He can get glory. What's this covet? The Teretz is the covet of Hashem. And is reflects on the code of Klal Yisrael and reflects on the ability of the mission to be accomplished. Hashem has a mission in this world. He wants to give everybody schar. He wants to give everybody chesed. And Klal Yisrael became the agent to bring that about. Since with Adam HaRishon, the first plan didn't go, because of Bechira. And then there was a Noach, and that plan didn't go. And it waited till Avram Avinu and whatever it is, reinstituted into the world, the Hakaras Hashem, and so forth. And so that now the plan is the Kovet Shemayim is the thing when the people recognize Hashem. V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, bayumo yeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod. You know, that's what we're looking for. And Klal Yisrael is the agent to bring that about. The Beis HaMikdash was ostensibly that ultimate place to bring it about. In fact, and that maybe I'll introduce this now. I was thinking of introducing it later, but the Zohar says that that Shlomo HaMelech, the Shir HaShirim was composed on the day that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated. And it says the Malochim, Shlomo HaMelech wrote it, and the Malochim sang it. It was not, and Chazal say, Lohoyo Ho'ilam Kedai Ki Yom Shinitin Bo Shir HaShirim. Like the day of the building or the finishing of the Beis HaMikdash, the dedication. So it seems the Zohar is Masbir that because that represented the ultimate Hasharas Hashchina in the world. The master plan for the world was brought to culmination. Matan Torah Bria was one step. Yitzias Mitzrayim was another. Matan Torah was another one. But ultimately, it was the building of the Beis HaMikdash that gave the Klal Yisrael the prominence and the light to be the light unto the nations, and the great glory of it came about when the world sees you come, you see that that edifice that was such a glorious place. This is what it's all about. This is now the Kovet Shemayim has been brought to the world. Fine, this is the Hasharas Hashchino is amongst the greatest grandeur, and this was the ultimate fulfillment of the. So Shir HaShirim was written. So this interesting thing there, that so what was the tachlis? The tachlis was the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is going to be the agent to perpetuate this in the world. Shaila is, yeah. This we may have mentioned this. This my son said. So Shaila is then, why Shlomo HaMelech wrote a story of an estranged husband and wife, an estranged Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael and the Golos, the Klal Yisrael resenting Hashem, not letting Hashem in, and all that stuff, right? That we would see. You should talk about the depth of the relationship, the love of the relationship, not the tension in the relationship, right? So he says, very good. He says the ultimate sign of the depth of the love is the ability to survive the ups and downs. It's the ability to survive the tension of the relationship, right? When it's smooth, it's smooth. But we can be so estranged, and the love still remains there. Still, I'm chaylas ava oni. That's really the true sign. So that's what this was. So this happened with the Beis HaMikdash. So it seems now, the day that the Beis HaMikdash was built, the tachlis of the world was done. So he says, Chozra Torah Le'Yishno, that glory of Klal Yisrael, the glory was restored. At whatever diminution we had through the Chet HaEgel was finally restored. So let's see what Hashem says. That's what Hashem says. Halav al Chozra Torah Le'Yishno, v'binya bayis rishon. Okay, so what happens? Let's see next. Problem is, there's no direct sipur. You got to keep finding it on every page. Oh, teiche rotzus ava shahoyoshom bekirois kruchim v'tmunois lohiros avas Hashem esamoi. Yeah. Yes, so he says it was like this. Amudavos Chesef Rafidos Zov Merkova Argoma Teichei Rotzuf Avo Shehoyu Shom Bekirois Kruvim Utmunois Lahirois the Kruvim, the little whatever those little angelic whatever the Kruvim, the picture there. And to show us Avas Hashem Esamoy, this was a sign of Hashem's love for His people. Ibn Yisru Shaloyim, he says Yosim Mikol Umusa. This is it. Chozra Torah Le'Yishno. We now have a Beis Hamikdash. We are the glory of the nations. Hashem shows us the love that He has for us more than all the other nations. Yeah. So Lachira, everything's okay, right? Things are good now. Listen to what he continues. The Sipurnu. No, missing something. Oh, here it is. Tzenorena b'nois tzion. Atem tzivois Hashem. B'nois tzion. Shechoshavtem shechozra Torah liyoshna. See here? So he says, go out and look. You thought the Torah was lechoz liyoshna? Tzu'uraru ha-hevdel asher bein ha-mishkon shoya koidem ha-maraglim uvein mikdash rishon shoya achar kach. Yeah? He says, not so fast, my dear. Look at the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Ba'atorah she'itra le'imoy, like the crown that his mother made for him, adas ha'nesiyim shohoyu aim b'Yisrael, they were considered like the Nesiyim were like the aim b'Yisrael, kenuyo le'kel yisaleh, they were owned like to Hashem, b'yom chasunosoy, b'chanukas ha'mishkon, u'yom simchas liboy, b'yom chanukas mikdash rishon, ki gam she'yordo eish. What's the difference between the Chanukas HaMishkan and the Chanukas HaBayis Rishon? Ki gam sheyorod ha'esh bechanukas ha'mikdosh mekomokom gedoyl mizu hoyso mishkan shlohoyo shom roiv kesef v'zov I can't see the words for what? V'chanukosoy k'tana me'oid be'erech al mikdosh ha'rishon. Yeah? Says it, the Mishkan was the Chanukas HaMishkan was much simpler, much smaller. It didn't have Kesev Ezov in the Mishkan, and it was a small. They didn't make it. Tashlem HaMelech made such a tikkes on the Yom Chanukas HaMikdosh. The Mishkan was very simple and modest in this mode. Be'erech el HaMikdosh Rishon ze ki anan Hashem al HaMishkan. What the tekev lechanukosoy. Beboy Moshe Eloy El Moed, Vayishma Es Hakoil, the Anan Hashem was Mamish, the Anan HaKovod was on top of the Mishkan. Vachain Tavinu Sheachar Shenishne Ho'ovoin, Shenishne Ho'ovoin, Veloy Tia Shom Tshuvo, Magas at Kisi HaKovod, Ki Moshe Tia Laosid, Ki Omer Vashavta Hashem Elkecho, Ein Shomachila Gemuro, Meshiva Atorah Leyoshno, Meshiva Atorah Leyoshno, Mikol Mokoim. I guess that's it. So it says like this: the Atorah was not Chozra Leyoshno. He says that in the Mishkan. It seems like the Mishkan we had more. We had the Anan HaKovod. It didn't have all that glory, but it had the Bevoy Moshe Elohel Moyev VaYishma Es HaKol. More connection to Hashem there than even in the Beis Hamikdash. There was the Anan Hashem on the Mishkan. So he says. After they repeated the oven again, I guess what he means is the oven of Meraglim. He was talking about the oven of Meraglim, the oven of Egel. He says, when after that they did the oven of Meraglim, then there was not that second infraction undermined that there wasn't a tshuva, or there couldn't be, or was a sign that there wasn't an emes tshuva ad shemagasat kisi hagovoid, like there will be laosid when the Torah prophesies v'shavta ad Hashem lekecho, ba'achris hayomim, there'll be that tshuva. And ein shom mechila gemura mashiva Torah leYoshna mekomokum. There isn't a mechila gemura that restores a Torah leYoshna. So it sounds like, so it's very strange. It sounds like after the Egel, things could have been on the highest level. The highest level was the Mishkan with the Anan HaKovod, with Hashem speaking vayishma Moshe Eskel Hashem, the whole business. But then after that, there was the Chet HaMeraglim, right? The Chet HaMeraglim already either caused or indicated that there was not a tshuva shlema. I guess, you know, Chet is all connected. It's not this Chet versus that Chet. It's distancing from Hashem and further distancing from Hashem. And even though we thought we did a certain tshuva, if you really did such a tshuva, how'd you do that again? So that means that something wasn't complete. Well, the Chet HaEgel, and then the Chet, then it was the Mishkan, and then it was the Chet HaMeraglim. So he says that after the Chet HaMeraglim, so we see that it's not a tshuva shleima, and that's only going to happen. V'shavta ad Hashem alekecho, that'll be laosid lovoy. That at the end of days, it'll be v'shavta Hashem alekecho, and then it'll be meishav atorah leyoshno. So, but let me just finish. So, what does he say? Before we said the Mikdash Rishon, Klal Yisrael Taina, that the Mikdash was Meshavat Torah LeYoshna with all its glory. So he answers no. He says, really, the real glory was before. The Mishnah was more glorious. It didn't need all the trappings. It didn't need all the gold. It didn't need all the silver. It didn't need that physical glory, because the Anan Hashem was there, and Hashem was more directly in contact with Meshach Rabbeinu, with Klal Yisrael. We lost that privilege. The tshuva that we did was undermined or indicate, whether it's a simon or a siba, that it was indicated that it wasn't complete. And now we needed dafka, this mikdash, with the Beis HaMikdash, with all its glory, with all its this, to compensate for that. So even though, but it's not really HaTorah LeYoshna. HaTorah LeYoshna, to restore the original glory, the ultimate glory, that was only in the Mishkan. And that's only going to happen Lo'osid Lovoi. But we have a temporary thing, and this temporary thing is the gold and the silver that makes that edifice so glorious and so amazing and so
eye-opening.
Not even eye-opening. What do you do? It pokes your eyes out. It's such godless. So Memela, that's only a substitute for the true glory, which is with the Anan Hashem. The question then is something else. Yeah? We just brought before the Zohar that says that was the day when Shir HaShirim was given. And Lohoyo Ho'ilam Kedai, Keyem Shnit Mo Shir HaShirim, which was the day at the Chanukah Sabayis Rishon. What are you talking about? The Mishkan was greater, right? That's what the Sipurna just said. One teres could be he didn't see the Zohar. You know, the Rambam didn't see the Zohar either. That could be. I don't know. What? What? No, but the Sipurno. The Sipurno didn't see the Zohar. It could be, so he doesn't know. I don't know. But it could be that there's something else. So this is just conjecture. I don't know. But it could be that there's something else. It could be that what dimension. It's like. Once there was the Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim, and the Klal Yisrael was diminished, and the Anan Hashem doesn't appear on that level, so then, what's with the mission? What's with the mission? So the Mishnah is like this: the Mishkan couldn't fulfill its mission because of what we did, and it's like this: the Mishkan was a secret. The Mishkan was not the glory. The world didn't hear about this amazing building that I guess there was, you know, also the Har HaBayis was the highest place. You know, you had to go up the Har HaBayis, you know. Today it seems to be a little bit lower, I don't know, but it was like not Shaykh. The glory was seen from all over. People based Tfilah Cholo Amim. Everybody came there to pray, they came to bring sacrifices. And the Goyim, Chazal say the Goyim's Tfilah answered immediately. Not the Jews. Because a Jew would understand Hashem has other cheshbonos. The Goy don't know from such things. You ask, you have to give him immediately. Based feel the whole was not shy, it's not glory. So maybe the Pshat is like this. In reality, the Mishkan would have brought about the Kovod Shemayim in the greatest way. But it would have brought about in a subtle way, in a ruchniistic way. Without the physical trappings, just the presence of Hashem, the hargosh of Hashem, the awareness would have come through the godless of the Madrega that Klal Yisrael was on. That was lost. So now, which is the day of the Chanukah space HaMikdash, because in the current world, with the diminution of Klal Yisrael, diminished, put down, they were lowered. Klal Yisrael was after the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. Klal Yisrael was just, I was just trying to be fancy with the word. Anyway, here, yeah? Diminution. Anyway, here, yeah? Well, not ammunition, diminution. Anyway, yeah. And listen, so with this lowered status of Klal Yisrael, then there was no way that in the ruchniistika channels that the message of Hashem should spread to the world. So the only way then became through the Beis Hamikdash, through all the glory in this. So Mitzad Echod, it was the glory of the Beis Hamikdash that brought the Kovod Shemayim to the world. Mitzad Sheni, it was Chaval. It was unfortunate, because in reality, it could have been done through the pure Ruchnias of the Mishkan, except that we missed that opportunity because of the Chet HaMeraglim, and the Mela we had to substitute with this thing. So ultimately, this is the day that brought about the message that we have in the world today. That was the Beis HaMikdash. But theoretically, if not for the Chatoim, the Mishkan would have been a better source. Okay, that's enough for now.